one eye out the window, one eye on the radar, and just trying to make sure our listeners are safe and don't have any questions about what's coming, because if you've been following the radar today, it ain't missing us. It's going to be right here, right now, and we'll see when that rain turns to snow, and we just want everybody to be safe.
That's right. I mean, it's kind of crazy because right now it's only, you know, it's just about 40 degrees and raining and not too bad. But, you know, we went ahead on the Bloomington campus and decided to close today early. We let everybody go at home at 4, just so, you know, in a few minutes here, just to get home safe and all of that. And then we're also going to close our building tomorrow as well. You know, we can, you know, the one thing we learned with COVID and closing and all that stuff, we can still help students and families, and we can still do our work remotely. So all kinds of student services, including advising and enrollment and all that, can still continue, and everybody can be home inside their warm, cozy homes and help students remotely.
Now, I was just mentioning the cold, the record minus 20 on this day in 1989. Well, your building is a little bit newer than that. Are you concerned? Are your facilities people concerned with these the bitter cold that we're going to face? Or is that something we have to worry about in maybe less than modern things?
Well, I think, yes, we're worried. We're a little worried because, you know, we don't usually get that cold of, you know, that low temperature. So it's like, yes, we're worried. But, you know, Tyler Bass is our director of facilities. He's been with the campus for 20 years. He knows exactly what to do. And so, yeah, he's probably not going to sleep tonight. But we fingers crossed. Everything is modern enough that things will be just fine.
Is that Tyler Bass, Tyler Bass of Bloomington fame? That Tyler Bass?
That the Tyler Bass, the one and only
Bass. I don't think I've told this story on the air. I met his father, Marvin, who is a big fan of the show, and I'm doing this yes to brag, number one. He hasn't missed an IU football game in like 50 years, he told me. 50 years or 46.
That's
it's
incredible.
Some ridiculous number. So, Marvin, keep up the good work, my man. But I had a chance to meet him. What game was that? Maybe it was the Bucket game or the game before that. I don't remember the game, because all the games, they all seem to run together at some point. But I just wanted
to Bass family is awesome. Awesome family. So Tyler's just the greatest and does such a great job for us on campus.
And his father has exquisite radio taste. I think that's
Hello?
The point. We don't want to bury the lead here. That's
let's not miss that. That's a big deal.
Merry Christmas, Bass family. And as always, we appreciate you listening. Okay, so you're going to be closed tomorrow because of the weather. We've got that. I just gave the forecast for next week. Heck, a week from tomorrow, Jenny, it's going to be 57 degrees. So everything should be after the weekend, should be trending in the right direction. What's going on next week? So students who are off, or college students, or people that have some downtime perhaps, what are you offering next week?
So we are actually closed. We close in between Christmas and New Year's. So it's been something that we've been doing statewide as a college for about the last 3 to 5 years. It's really wonderful. You know, faculty already leave once the semester's over and they submit their grades, and then they don't come back until like January 9th. And, you know, as long as they get those grades in, everything's cool. So they normally would take that break. And students, of course, are not in classes. But staff continue to sometimes help some students, you know, do whatever they need to do, keep the building open. And we usually would remain open. But we've decided that, you know, we will close. And there are ways that students can help themselves through self-service on our website in case they need anything. But we'll be right back. Running things as normal on January 3rd, on Tuesday, January 3rd, to help our students and do all the things that we do.
Well, that's when I'm coming back as well. I'll be off all next week as well. But the greater point is, if anybody has questions or anything, well, the internet's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That makes everyone's lives easier.
That's right. Totally. And it's so, our website has been revamped. It's really, really user-friendly, much more user-friendly than even in the past. And you can have anything answered. Now, if you can't find an answer, you can always leave us a message, and we will get back to you. The team is wonderful. They're very responsive. So on the 3rd, you can expect to get a response on whatever it is that you need answered. Or on the 3rd, or anytime after the 3rd, come on in the building. We'll help you out, help you get registered, help you figure out, you know, maybe you want to take a tour of the campus and see some of our cool labs and stuff like that. So come on over on starting January 3rd.
And the other part about that is January 3rd. You're not behind because the second semester doesn't get started till a little bit later in January.
That's right. We will start our spring classes on January 17th. So that's a Tuesday only because of after Martin Luther King Day. I think that's the same day that IU starts back as well. So we'll be back in session starting Tuesday, January 17th.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. The Chancellor is Jenny Vaughn. She's our great friend. Getting us all ready for vacation. Yeah, it's holiday break. Everybody's on break. We know the RBB and the MCCSC. They will be back on January 3rd, Indiana a little bit later, and Ivy Tech gets classes rolling, as we mentioned, on January 17th. So that we do have time, and if you would like to enroll for those spring classes, you have plenty of time to do so. Is there any concern on you're filling up? You have enough options? We've talked about so many things here in the last, since August, about all the great opportunities are going on. You've got great on Tuesday the 3rd, you're going to have Tuesdays at the Tech. People can learn all about it.
Exactly. Every Tuesday, except for next week when we're closed, every Tuesday we have what's called Tuesdays at the Tech. And so our next one, or our first one for 2023, will be Tuesday, January 3rd. So potential students, their families, they can come on out to the campus. We'll give you a tour. You can meet with a admissions and advisor counselors to help choose what classes you want. And so we do that every Tuesday. But you can come on in and talk to somebody. We have every modality known to mankind. I mean, we have face-to-face. We have online only. You can take a class that lasts 8 weeks. You can take a class that lasts 16 weeks. Really, whatever your preference is, you can mix things up. And then at the end of the day, your textbooks are free. So get registered in any manner that works for you. And at the end of the day, we'll pay for your textbooks.
That's not a joke, folks. That is not some kind of Christmas hocus pocus. You do not have to have a QR code or know the secret handshake. That is that's what's happening. So if you know somebody who maybe is thinking about starting 2023 off on a new foot or a different foot, call Chancellor Vaughn and the crew at Ivy Tech, and they'll help you get started. But if you just want to take some winter might have you down, or it might, when it's 57 degrees next week, you think, well, spring's right. No, it's not. Spring is nowhere near the corner. Today is the first day of winter. We are not anywhere near spring. But you can get rid of some of the malaise of the gray days of January and February. The Center for Lifelong Learning has a full book of courses as well.
Exactly. We have so many great classes. And like you said, if it's, you know, maybe you don't want to take you don't need a degree, but maybe you just want to do something that, you know, something different for yourself, and maybe learn how to paint or learn how to knit or take a ceramics class. There's so many different classes that the team offers, including culinary courses. So you learn how to cook, and not necessarily for a degree, but you can do it for yourself to learn some different things. We even have financial planning. So anything that you could think of, pretty much we offer through our Center for Lifelong Learning, and those courses are available online. You can register now for them. Many of them will start in January, but then they sprinkle them all through the spring semester, so all the way through to May. We have all kinds of different classes available for everybody.
And you can see all those online as well, so that's exciting. And I always get in trouble with these, so I got to take it slowly. The next level jobs, that's going to continue in 2023 as well?
Yes, it's a great grant opportunity, next level jobs for many of our programs, but primarily for programs that have where there are lots of jobs available. So everything in IT, most everything in health related type programs. So next level jobs, we offer a session for that as well, to learn more about what that means. Now, our next one, we won't offer that until January 31st at 6, so you can hear about it. And then maybe if you wanted to start classes through that, you could take classes in March. But again, if you come in the building or if you give us a call, everybody knows all about that program. We can help you understand what that means, help you complete the documents that you need to do, which are very easy in order to get that next level jobs. And next level jobs is a state of Indiana program that will fund a degree program, which is fantastic. And then Ivy Tech, like I said earlier, will then pick up your books. So you have no cost at all to get a new skill, to learn something new, and all that good stuff.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's absolutely true. Shout it from the rooftops. Tell folks that you need. I mean, if you're with family and someone's like, well, this is boring, I don't like doing it anymore. There are ways, folks. There are ways. And again, how much does that cost again?
That would be zero. That would be nada. Nothing.
So what other magic tricks do you do, Chancellor Vaughn? Make books disappear? Make fees disappear? Again,
make smiles on faces, you know, all those good things.
Right. Are you ready for the big weekend other than the impending storm that's going to be rolling up on us?
We are totally ready. In fact, tomorrow would be Neville Vaughn's birthday.
Happy birthday, Neville Vaughn!
Yay! And then Saturday, if we can get out of here, which I think we can, we're headed out to Phoenix and to LA to see our son and spend Christmas with him in a little warmer weather. And so we're excited about that. Totally excited.
And by a little, you mean a lot.
Like a lot. Like a whole lot.
Oh, that's outstanding. And I saw like the wind chills in Miami are going to be in the 30s here in the next couple of days. So San Diego and out that direction will be the warmer places in the continental United States. So, yeah, go.
I got my flip-flops and sunscreen ready.
Ah, well, you and your husband have a wonderful trip, a wonderful family get-together. Happy birthday as well. And when you
come back,
when we open the campus coming up, not next week, but in 2023, after the holidays as well, there's time to give blood, and I don't want to let that one slide by as well. It's very important. Food pantries and blood banks are always in need, and you guys are helping out each month.
Yep, and we will continue to do that. We're partnering with the Red Cross, and we basically give them the space to run those blood drives. And so, let's see, I think we have that first week of January. So it'll be January 4 and January 5th. You just need to go to the Red Cross website and sign up for that. You do need to reserve spots so they have enough spaces for everybody. So the 4th and 5th after the new year, make a New Year's resolution to give blood. It's awesome.
Fantastic. And it's well after the new year as well, so everybody can be back to normal, so to speak. Don't have too much fun on my account out west. When we talk, it will be 2023. So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Safe travel. Stay warm. And we'll do it again in 2023 on the 5th.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Be safe, everybody. Stay home and Happy New Year.